Well, good evening, everybody. I feel it's easier to say good evening than it is to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because I think we're all in the evening time zone. Welcome to week number 3, I Can Attitude, and I feel like I should sing, but I'm not going to. I feel like I should sing It's a Beautiful Day in My Neighborhood, because I've got this humongous Hi Neighbor sticker plastered to my chest, courtesy of my youngest daughter, who felt the need that I should wear it rather than she wear it for the rest of the evening. So thank you, Rita. And no, the kids could not wait till Christmas. I don't know how I'm going to ever pay you back. You just keep amazing me. So, anyways, on that note, let me click over here and let's find out who is on the call. If you can just say, I don't care, in any random fashion order, let me know who you are and where you're calling from, and we do this in rapid fire motion. Hit star 6 to demute yourself, and let's find out who we got tonight.
Rita Hand, New Hampshire.
Okay, I heard Rita. And then I
Mary
heard
Van
also...
Mary Van Hoy, Indianapolis.
Okay, good evening, Mary. Let's see how fast my thumb. And I heard Jeannie.
Vera, your Portland, Oregon.
Good evening, Vera.
Tukey in Carson City, Nevada.
Tukey, good job. Thank you.
Sandy,
okay, I heard Sandy, and I missed the other one.
Lori in the Maryland.
Good evening, Lori.
Norma, Missouri.
Good evening, Norma.
I'm
hey,
sorry,
anybody
I'm
else? No, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, anybody else who's got background noise that makes it fabulous for the rest of us? Oh, wow, look at that. It's like quieter than Addie's bedroom when she's sleeping. But I discovered this morning something at 5 a.m. She was purring like a cat purrs. It was so beautiful, and I almost wanted to go in there. I thought, oh, no. Don't wake the African, because then that quiet morning is no more. So anyway, sorry. Who else is on the line? I know there's... Okay, there we go.
Tyra, New Jersey.
Good evening, Tyra. And thank you, by the way, for only doing your first names, because we only need first names. That way, it's kind of like being at a party where nobody puts their last name on their, you know, hello, I am. We're not that formal. We just want first names.
Larry and Corbett.
Larry and Corbett. And see, Larry's one of those types that he's not going to tell you what state he's from. He's just going to say Corbett. You know, like it's a huge metropolis or something. Yeah.
Pat, Gary, Indiana.
Good evening, Pat.
Good evening.
I'm scrolling up and down on my list, and I know there's a few others that want to chime in here. And if you don't want to, that's fine. Okay. All right. As always, if you're in an area where it's absolutely quiet, you could leave your line on the demuted. Otherwise, please keep hitting star 6 until it says your line is muted. Otherwise, whatever is in your background will be part of in our foreground, because we can hear it. But I want to start, as we discussed last week, first and foremost, who has got a testimony of what the I Can Attitude has done? We're only 3 weeks into it. But something you were able to apply, or you learned that it just is like it riveted you. Not necessarily for the lesson, but I mean, I guess it could be. But
Sam,
something. Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
I cannot believe it. I went and got my car fixed yesterday at Toyota, and I love going to Toyota because I sit in there and do my work. So I sat in the waiting room for 3.5 hours, and I got in my car. I got my stuff done. Drove my car home, and the engine light came on. So I called them, and they said, you need to bring it back. And I had just put on my long johns, my clothes to just hang in the house, and I go, I will be right over. So I went over with my sweats and everything, and I had the best. She felt so bad. I go, no, it's a great day. This is fine. I don't mind. And I chose to have that. And I know it was because in my mind, saying that thing five times, that clicked in. So thank you.
You know, and that's it. I'm telling you, and it's not about putting on a Pollyanna, you know, ollie oxen free, you know, it's all good, everything's good, I'm just going to ignore the negative. No, it's simply that we get to choose that. And I had several of those experiences today, but this is not about van sharing, it's about us as a group, so I'll save mine for a later day. One of the greatest things that we can do as a group is exactly like Tukey just did, is the Bible talks about it being instant in season and out of season. And I can't even reference where that is, but it's just over and over and over. When you feel compelled to share something, just jump in there. Just jump in there and just share it. So that's how we want to start each and every call, with that type of tenacity and spirit of being able to ready to share. So, looking back at lesson 3, and this is how we can be short and concise and take a snapshot or a Polaroid. One word or a short sentence that comes to mind from what you learned or were able to apply from lesson 3.
This is Rita. Tell a story, make a point.
And why is that important, Rita?
It captures their attention right away.
Okay. And so much so in the 21st century when we're competing against everything out there. Excellent.
This is Jeannie. Identify their why.
Hmm. And why is that important, Jeannie?
Well, I have a tendency just to talk too much. And so then it becomes about me and my why and not about them and their why. So listening to hear and asking questions and listening to hear what they're, that really, for me, takes some forethought before I have the conversation. Sometimes it's, you know, you're out and about, but asking questions and listening to find out what their why might be, why they need me, why they need not me, but why they need the solutions we have.
And Jeannie, wouldn't it be great if you were the only one on this call tonight that liked to talk too much?
It would be.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And that's not the case, for sure. Okay. Who else?
Vera?
Go ahead, Vera.
Okay. Being helpful to others as well as can be helping myself.
Hmm. Being a conduit. Okay, excellent. Okay. Anyone else? Lesson 3?
It's Larry.
One. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I think the thing that I picked up out of lesson 3 was that when you're looking for the why, it's not always a product. You know, it's the five pillars. You gotta look at a broader aspect.
And I think you and I talked about this earlier today, whether it was Marty Jeffries or Jesus Christ, they both said it the same way. The sick are always going to be there. Those
right.
People that have a great product need, they're always out there. We don't necessarily have to go look for them. They will present themselves easily enough. The forward-thinking people, the ones that we really want to attract into our organization as either great customers who want to become, you know, more better, more gooder, more weller. I know that's not proper English. But those are the people that we want to really attract. Anyone else? Okay. Let's take these in out of order because I want to finish with the elevator speech, and I've asked a couple people to share theirs. And again, I'll remind everybody about using that mute button. I know you think that it's really quiet, but unless you're in a soundproof room, if you're moving, we can hear it. All the crackling and all that stuff. And I try to maintain a positive attitude, but trust me, if you got the amount of texts and emails I get from people saying, why can't people just mute themselves? And anyway, this is our third week going into it, 28 days of reciting the ICANN mantra, or lesson number one. And we have memorized now the first part and now the second part. I didn't ask for anyone in advance, but does somebody want to step up to the plate and recite the second part? From memory? This is the part about
ICANN attitude.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
My ICANN attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers.
Jeannie, why the emphasis on the word choose?
Because it is a choice to think through what you're about to say. You're going to choose your words carefully.
Mm-hmm. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
Words affect people, and
your own self too.
I stopped in and saw my former barber today. She moved to another town down the road. I know she's been there for years, but today I kind of took a wrong turn. I thought, you know, I'm just going to pop in there and see her. And after about 10 minutes of that negativity, that's all I could handle. And I thought, I would love to give her a shot of ICANN and choosing her words carefully, but even if she won the lottery or someone wrote her a check for $1 million, it would still be bad. It just would be bad. And it's like, no, we get to choose our words carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so excellent. And I can't encourage you enough, those of you who are going through the course and you're, you know, as Marty and William, especially as Marty said, hey, if you feel like you're running into a wall or, you know, what was the term he used? You know, the shoe fell off or whatever. That's part of the course. It's really challenging to make a whole new way of thinking, a new standard, a new format. But when you start the day or when you, throughout the day, when you recite this from memory, when you read it 5 times daily, 28 days in a row, it gets into your subconscious. You'll see things from a completely different perspective. And we do get to choose our words carefully. On that note, anyone want to share any new insights that you've gained or gleaned from that? Reading it, reciting it 5 times daily.
advance. This is Lori.
Go ahead, Lori.
Mine just boils down to serenity. There's a lot of peace in taking the time to choose your words carefully, taking the time to discipline yourself and pick up positive habits. There's a lot of peace in doing that and in choosing positive rather than negative. And it's really amazing listening more than talking. And it really goes a long way. So it's really, for me, that word serenity just really means a lot. It's life-changing.
Excellent. And that, you know, that word serenity, it's more than just an external peace. It goes way deeper than that. It's the difference between happy and joy. Happy is, I mean, it's great and all. However, it's kind of fleeting. If you said, you know, I want to experience happiness, like, oh, okay. But when you use the word joy, it's much deeper. Serenity gets deep into the core of who we are, how we're wired. And that's why I think, it's my opinion, that why the I Can mantra, why it finishes with my I Can attitude gives me serenity. We're finished with kind of, that's the blanket, we're layering it at the very end with that. Well, other than the fact of I choose. Yeah. Anyway. Elevator speech. Elevator pitch. Elevator.
This is Carol.
Elevator.
Can I say, I don't have anything.
Absolutely,
on my
Carol.
Elevator, but I've got a,
go,
I can attitude.
Go ahead, Carol.
I attracted and acquired somebody by rear-ending them the day before Thanksgiving, moving my horses. I was driving my truck and trailer, and brakes froze up, and I rear-ended a gal. And I was preparing to have a positive attitude and choose my words carefully when I got out to exchange information. She was so happy and laughing, and I'm like, what's so funny? She's like, I just bought this car 4 hours ago. It had news tags on it. She's like, I was rear-ended a year ago by somebody driving a truck and trailer and totaled my car. I've been saving all year to buy this. She had the best I Can attitude. And she was so nice. She could have been a real witch for the bee. But, and then this was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She had a plane to catch around 8 o'clock to go to Arizona for Thanksgiving. But I'm attracting people in strange ways. She's not a customer, and or yet. I we've exchanged information. Maybe she will become a customer, but that's my experience of attracting and acquiring people with a positive attitude. I was just very thankful we were all okay. Her car wasn't damaged bad at all. And I mean, it's damaged, but just thankful that it could have, you know, it could have been worse and that she had a good attitude.
You know, and Carol, I being able to text you back and forth over the weekend with that, it could have gone a totally different direction.
Yeah.
And that was, when I was reading your text and you described it, I went, you know, that's, you know, every once in a while we need to have a good experience out of something that can be so negative. Because a car accident really, most people would think you've gone off your rocker if you think good came from it. Well, good can always come from everything. Always. You know, beauty from ashes. And that's the, I mean, there are so many stories out there, but it's our perspective. If we can shift it, if we can alter it, and as this person did and shared with you, as she said, that I just got this 4 hours ago. I mean, that's awesome. So, excellent. Thank you for sharing that, Carol. Really appreciate it. I was hoping you'd remember to share that with the group. So, on switching gears entirely, I want to make sure we save enough time to do this, because everybody should be penning or writing or tweaking. It always should be something that you're fine-tuning, and that is, if given the opportunity, to meet up with somebody and they ask, oh, what do you do for a living, or what do you do for an occupation, or, you know, I love the way that Jim Rohn used to say it years ago. Something along the lines, if I can remember it, in that, well, I'm having so much fun in my part-time hobby that I think it's going to actually replace my full-time career. He'd say things like that just to get people to think, well, what is it your part-time hobby that you're doing and you're making money to and all that kind of stuff. So with an elevator speech, just as Marty shared in Lesson 3, tell a story, make a point. Tell a story, make a point. So I've asked both Rita and Jeannie, I don't know if Susanna's with us yet, she was in the middle of doing an in-home presentation, so she may not be here. But Rita, why don't you go first, and then Jeannie, and I'm going to set you both up the same way. I've known you for a few years. Or I just bumped into you at a reunion, I'm saying, and say, hey, what are you, you know, Rita, what are you doing with your life now?
This is Rita. I was having achy issues a long time ago, and a friend mentioned to me, you can. I tried the bed pad, woke up refreshed and free from discomfort, and then my mother in Pennsylvania tried the bed pad, slept through the night for the first time in 5 years. And she was also sold on all Neutron products at that point.
That's it?
Yep. You want more?
What? More? No, you had me hooked, but I know more of the story about your mom, so I was just curious if you were going to share more. No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I know there's more to the story about that, but I like the part as you said I was hooked, and I'll stop myself by saying and sharing when next week, as each one of us takes a turn to share our elevator speech. That's what we'll focus on next week's call. We won't be critiquing or commentating or anything like that. Okay. Unless you really want it, okay, because it's not a competition. You just need to, in 30 to 60 seconds, be able to share your speech. So, Jeannie, hey, what have you been up to lately, Jeannie? Tell me what's new with you and Ricky.
Well, you know, we've demonstrated kitchen gadgets for all these many years, and we had excruciating aches in our wrists and thumbs because of the repetitive movement, and that's our livelihood. And we were eating ibuprofen like candy just to make it through our work days. And knowing that that was not a good long-term solution, I was kind of open for something, a new idea, and because I didn't want to do the prescription drug route. So I had a friend introduce me to a technology and a really awesome concept about a wellness home, and it worked pretty quickly for me, and still today. And so I started thinking about all the people I knew that this could help. So I signed up and I shared, and it's become an awesome part-time income. Did you know that there are 4.3 billion prescriptions written in the United States alone every year?
One of the things that Jeannie did right there at the very, very end was ask a question and then a nice long pause. And exactly 60 seconds.
And I want to add one thing,
of course.
If I may. I'm not going to add it, but there's different questions. This week I used, instead of the prescription thing, did you know that there are health benefits to having your bare feet on the ground because of the grounding thing? And one of my friends who I haven't spoken to in many, well, quite a long time, she lives in Colorado, and I assume she knew about grounding, and she said, I've never heard of it. So I got to share information with her. And then another gal had won the sport bottle. I had, you know, put the sport bottle in, I was saying it, and she had won it. And then so I was following up with her, and I told her my story. And then I said, did you know that bottled water is not even regulated? And she said, I had no clue. She goes, why is that important for me, Jeannie? Why is it important for me to know? I want to, can you send me information about why I need to be concerned about this? So that was kind of cool.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about everything that we've learned so far is that tailoring it to fit, as you shared earlier, listening to their why, rather than continue talking about how great, you know, I mean, pick a product, but going down that route of what the person is sharing. And that's the beautiful thing about what Marty said as well. Be always willing and ready to tweak and modify your elevator speech to the person and to the need or to the topic of conversation. And Marty gave us two examples, one with how he and his wife got started because of her kidney issues, but then secondly, from the five pillars, as Larry talked about earlier, we really, that's our best product is balance. Is teaching people how to live balanced lifestyles, these concepts that are so different and unique. It's more than just a product, but usually that's what opens the door. And so when writing it down, I would love it if I had, you know, I didn't need to sleep at night, and you can all email or text me your elevator speech, and then I could critique it and give you some pointers. Unfortunately, that's not in the cards. So what I would encourage you to do is write it down. If you have a significant other, practice it on them. Watch their facial reaction. If it doesn't raise an eyebrow or if they don't come back and say, you know, that's really good. That does tell a story and make a point. Those are the two main things that you drive home. And he also followed it up by saying, and we did this when my wife Stacy and I, when we worked with teenagers and we traveled overseas, anytime we wanted them to tell their story, and this was definitely a Christianese version of, we're in places where they don't know God exists, okay? And we'd simply say, hey, when you're sharing your life story about your relationship with God, give a few, you know, 30 seconds of what life was like before, 30 seconds about that experience, and now 30 seconds about what life is like now. Well, what Marty is asking us to do and educating us is 2 seconds of each one of those. What life was like before Niken, you know, for me. And mine tends to go way long. Shocker, right? Back in my early 20s, I was not as wise as I like to claim I am now, and I jumped off of a waterfall, and it left me with permanent back injuries. And wasn't able to lay down on my back, sleep on my back, and I just basically came to terms with the fact that I'm going to live with, you know, a back injury for the rest of my life. Well, a friend of my parents showed up one day and started talking about these technologies from Japan. I thought it was crazy at first, but I couldn't argue with the results. And I made an investment. And what really blew me away was the fact that almost every person I shared it with, after the results I had, being able to sleep on my back again and lay down on my back, is that they got incredible results as well. And the other fun part for me is it's allowed our family to live a life that, you know, others would only dream of. And I really find it shocking that we live in one of the most wealthiest countries in the world, and yet we're the sickest. I find that incredibly, not only shocking, but also sad. Have you ever thought about that? Or does that affect you guys at all, for you and your family? Anything of that nature. Always, like Jeannie, Rita didn't give us the whole thing. And like when I said, there's more to it. Attempt to finish with the question. Engage them. You want them to reciprocate. And you'll know right off the bat if they're open. Because some people aren't. And that's okay. Just move on. Like my friend that I stopped in and saw today. Like, wow, it's been 5 or so years since I'd last seen her. And I'm hoping it's not that way in the future because I know the product can really help her. but I don't know if she's really open to it. But we'll see. So, questions, comments, concerns on crafting your elevator speech for next week? Okay.
Sam?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for sharing this program with all of us. I mean, I am so excited about this, what I have learned already. So thank you so much.
Tiki, it's an absolute privilege to have you part of the group. I mean, I can't tell you how fun it is to have you, because I'm kind of selfish is not the word, but I'm jaded in the fact that I've known Tuki for the last couple of years, because every Monday morning we gather. We're part of a Ragamuffin group, the Nikan Prayer Call, and Tuki has changed my life. So it's fun to reciprocate it back the other way.
Thanks.
So you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, as we delve into lesson four, it isn't personal. I want to remind you, keep going through five times a day, and you'll eventually discover it's really fun to have it memorized. But and Marty will assign this. You'll hear him on lesson number four. To make sure that you memorize this third aspect, right? Lesson four, third. Okay, got to make sure I got my numbers correct here. Which is, and I'm more partial to it than the others. It's my favorite aspect of the whole thing, is that my I can attitude allows me to teach people something. Oh, by the way. Thank you for reminding me, whoever it was that sent that through the airwaves. If you want to change or tweak or modify any of the verbiage, please do it. If there's a word that, like for example, the third part, my I can attitude allows me to teach people. I think it's written, teach my clients. Well, that I think that's limiting it just to my clients. I had a wonderful conversation with a guy today, and he taught me more than I got to share with him, and it was amazing, and it had nothing to do with Nikan. But so that's why I changed that from clients to people. But we have every liberty, as long as you don't change the meaning of that sentence. That's what matters. So, on that note.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, go ahead, Larry.
I know it's just about time to cut this off, but I just wanted to tell you one thing about my father and I. That's a little ahead here, but it was something that just happened this week, and it's worth repeating, I think. You and I, over a year ago, I think, gave a presentation to an older couple that, they asked them, pointed questions of what does a weekend wellness home mean, and they elected not to buy any products at all. We tried to get them to try some, and that was kind of a failure. And anyway, they're good friends of ours, and I've continued to send them twice a month something about what's going on in the business, products, with really no pressure from my part to get them to buy anything. I just keeping them informed, you know. And they never told me to quit, so I kept sending them. And this week, Jenny, who is 85 years old, I think at least, I don't know, she might be 86, but anyway, the point is, she and my wife and another friend, which we're all exposed to Nikan, and the other friend and us, of course, use the products. were trying to put together a trio to sing for this performance coming up next week in our choir. And she was having trouble complaining about her throat being raspy. And so our other friend says, Jenny, you need one of these. And she reaches for the one around her neck and pointed the one Pat had on her neck. And she took the thing home and actually tried it. She even put it on right then and tried it through the practice. And called back in a couple of days and said, my voice is sounding better. She says, I just need one a little shorter. So we took care of that today.
Oh, that's awesome. And as Lori will continue to be our living example of this, you never, ever give up on people. Ever, ever, ever. Just continue to massage the relationship because you never know when the need, when the season is going to be right for them. It's so crucial. So, hey, and one last thing I want to remind everybody that this Saturday, December 1st, I spoke with Dennis Williams today. There's a lot that's going to be announced on this Zoom live presentation. All the information is the dial-in number, but this is on pathfinders.biz. Dennis, just watch your email. You'll get more information if you don't know anything about it. This Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's geared for anybody and everybody, and there's going to be some special incentives that are going to be very time-sensitive, which is, you know, so apropos with all the Black Fridays, the Cyber Monday, the Giving Tuesday. It's like, good grief. There's just a lot going on. What happened to, you know, the holidays just being a time for the holidays? No, we've got to ramp it up. Yes, go ahead.
That's replacing the kickoff call or in addition to?
The kickoff call will be Monday, then, next Monday, which is the first business
day.
This is a standalone.
It's Friday. Friday.
I've got my dates all mixed up then.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
The kickoff
call. Jeff Isom's going to do the call on the 30th, this Friday, at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, he is. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that will lead right into the December 1st holiday extravaganza power hour the next morning.
Okay. So one of you fine, upstanding people, because I'm already in two places at one time on Friday at that exact time, which I haven't figured out how I'm going to do that yet, but I'm going to pull it off. So one of you wonderful people is going to be on that kickoff call. And I'm going to call you, and I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to call, but I'm going to call you Friday evening, so before I go into Saturday morning, I know I'm at least a little bit in the know. So, please, somebody be nice, and if I call you and you don't answer, then I'll know you're not the person, and I'll just keep,
you're not
meant to be, and I'll just keep. Yeah, and by the way, one other thing. Or two other things. I spoke with Emma at Nikken today, and they have all of the Kinko grounds in the warehouse. They're going through and randomly testing them, doing their own quality control, repackaging them, and I asked her point blank. I said, Emma, are they on track? Will they start shipping by Friday? And she said to me, well, I'm pretty confident that that'll be happening. So I got the impression, based on what she didn't say, was that it could very well be going out even sooner than Friday. So keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever other ritual you need to do, and we'll have them before we know it. And there was another thought that I wanted to mention, not on the Kinko ground. Oh, goodness, it was right there, and now it's gone. Oh, if you need to see that William Todd is not making it up about the vegan-style In-N-Out burger, I have a picture of that, because that's what Denny Rogers orders when he goes to In-N-Out Burger. It's the meatless, the patty-free burger. It's quite hilarious. So if you need to validate that, I can text you. You just need to send me a note and say, I got to see it. I just don't believe it. I think he's making that up. No, it's a real thing. And if you've never experienced an In-N-Out burger once in your lifetime, it's worth it. It really is. So I just wanted to add that little commentary. We're getting one, by the way, about an hour away, maybe not even an hour. And you will know because Vance will be there on opening day. Okay, just so you know, just for the reference, it's that exciting, that wonderful of experience. And it's not just about the burger; it's about the whole thing. So, thank you, everybody. I hope this is beneficial.